There will simply be nothing funny about this podcast today. It is the news, according to me, and it is not any fun doing this show this morning. I am camping at the moment. And I'm just, as most of you know, Charlie Kirk, founder of Turning Point USA, he's no longer with us, and I think Mike Rowe actually did a tribute to him yesterday, probably the best one I've seen last evening, things that I've heard him say. He wasn't Martin Luther King, he wasn't JFK, he wasn't all these people that we look up to, he wasn't that are famous for what they did. He wasn't one of those people, but he very likely was becoming one. A very profound difference that he was making in this nation, even at 31 years old. I look back at what I was doing at 31 years old. And I accomplished a lot of things by the time I was 30 years old. Most of those things, almost all those things, were things for myself. Things that my personal accomplishments, my things that I had accomplished, that probably didn't make any impact whatsoever on the world. It was all about me and myself. And I think that there are people that Charlie Kirk reached on the campuses of this nation. The changes that were made in some people's minds and hearts. Who knows how instrumental some of those individuals who have been inspired by him will be. It's only to be known probably by the hand of God, just by God himself, how his hand has moved and the details of everything that's happened. And it's just, of course, our hearts are saddened by what has happened. His family, young wife, children, and a career ahead of him that probably was going to be very influential in terms of the conservative movement, the even areas of his faith. I think one of the things that he said, I had this on a playback. This is something from YouTube, and I was considering just having it on loop today. If there was any way of doing that, I probably would. I believe it's here. It was just a short, and it was an interview he had been doing. This guy asked him, if you died today, this is just recently, just was asked this question. He said, if you died today, how would you want to be remembered? What would be the thing you would want to be remembered by? I believe this is it. I'm going to play this and see
how do you want to be remembered? If I die, everything just goes away. How would you, if you could be associated with one thing, how would you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered for courage, for my faith. That would be the most important thing. Most important thing is my faith.
Charlie Kirk, thank you.
His courage for his faith. That's what he wants to be remembered by. Not a foundation, not any of his great speeches, nothing he's done or accomplished on his own, just for his faith. Now, I would have to say, I probably don't agree with everything he believes. I probably not. However, the foundation of his faith and the foundation of what he believes is at the foot of the cross. And at the foot of the cross, it's a very ecumenical group that kneels and bows at the foot of the cross. That's what he must be remembered by. And I think is deserving of his honor. That he will be remembered by by that. So, it's with a heavy heart this morning. I don't necessarily follow Charlie Kirk all the time, but he was always kind of there with a steady hand in terms of his reasoning and thinking skills on his toes. He could go at any of the crazy questions that would be thrown to him by these university kids who had just been fed all kinds of drivel from their professors, who had never accomplished anything in their lives. These kids would just regurgitate the things that they had heard their professors say, because they don't know any better. Skulls full of mush, as Rush Limbaugh would say. And he would... Now, and what's most inspiring from him is he never went to college. He didn't go to college. He did a lot of reading and researching on his own. And then went back into the belly of the beast and fought it with information that kids don't get in school. They don't go beyond their curriculum to learn anything. I would say that's quite impressive. A life well lived. Just pray blessing on his family, peace on his family. They would be able to work through this and understand God's plan in the middle of all this. I'm sure his presence is with them in the midst of all this in ways they cannot even describe. Forever changed. And we have a nation that is forever changed. I think, in my opinion, we have a tipping point. As we discover more and more about what happened here in the days ahead, it'll be interesting to see how and why all of this happened. Who was involved? I'm not so sure it was one individual. We'll see. It's all speculation at this point. But folks, I'm going to go out with no fanfare, just my quick, heartfelt sadness of what our nation has lost. And may the work that he's done be multiplied many times over because of what the sacrifice that he made. We're in a war, folks. God bless, peace be upon you, and I will hopefully talk to you tomorrow morning, tomorrow sometime during the day. We'll be coming home tomorrow. That's the ice maker in the background doing its thing. Thanks again for listening, folks. I will sign off for now. God bless.